Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a Dad's Point of View, and our Thanksgiving special. Pastor Drew will be back with us for our last segment of the show. It's been a joy having him on the show, as it is every week when he guests for Teen Wrap. I hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving, and I hope you eat a ton of food and save me a slice of your pumpkin pie, because that is my favorite Thanksgiving goodie. My wife makes a phenomenal Thanksgiving pie, and I can't wait for it. Actually, she makes phenomenal everything, and she makes phenomenal cherry pie. And I married her not only for her good looks, her cooking, her beautiful hair. I could go on and on, but this is Thanksgiving, and I'm going to stick to a theme. One of our themes for this show has been gratitude, but I'm going to finish some more quotes that I have, and then I'm going to tell you my favorite story of gratitude, because it's a personal story and one that I think about all the time. It happened 5 years ago, and it is one that reminds me of my good fortune in life, and I think we all need to reflect on our good fortunes. But let's continue with a couple more quotes before I tell you the story of gratitude, which I wrote a long piece on before I even became an official writer. Being an official writer, so you know, means that you write and make no money because nobody makes money as a writer anymore. So that choice of profession was a peculiar choice in my life, but I absolutely love it. The second choice of career, being a radio show host, was the other career I chose in which to make no money. So if you'd like to follow my path, I can offer you two easy lessons on how not to make money, but I would encourage you to send your kid off to med school. Oh, wait a minute. You can't make money doing that either. So what is the choice? Let's see. Work for the government. Then you can make some money. Oh, but we don't do politics on this show. This is Thanksgiving. Let's be grateful. And I am getting a little off key here and off topic. It is Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is truly a time to be grateful. And I am actually grateful to be an American, very seriously. Greatest country ever existed on the planet Earth, and may be the greatest to ever exist. Let's do some more quotes from Irving Berlin, who, if you don't know, was probably one of the most prolific songwriters of all time. Wrote my favorite Christmas song of all time, which is White Christmas. He wrote, "Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night." From Robert Quillen, "If you count all your assets, you always show a profit." From W.T. Perkiser, "Not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them is the true measure of our Thanksgiving." So now I want to share with you, after those last few quotes, my own personal story of gratitude. As some of you may know, I am an avid skier, and I ski 30 to 40 days a year, and I used to drive up to my mountain, which is Mammoth Mountain in California, where I rent a cabin and have a season pass a dozen or more times a year. Occasionally, I would go. I don't do this anymore for reasons that will become apparent shortly. I used to go very early in the morning, and around 2 or 3 in the morning. It's a 5-hour drive, and I would get up there in time to ski that day. I'd ski another day or two and then return. And the reason I did that is I wanted to be away from my children as little as possible. Part of it was, before I was remarried, I had to hire a babysitter, and I wanted to be away from them as little as possible, and so that was why I chose to do that. Well, on this one particular occasion, I fell asleep at the wheel, even though I had caffeinated myself constantly, and when and if I ever did get tired, I would pull over. I would run around the car 2 or 3 times. I would do jumping jacks. And when I felt I was sufficiently stimulated again, I would get back in the car. I would roll down the windows. I would turn on the radio. And I thought I was being as responsible as I could be. On this particular occasion, I had two of my dogs, well, actually all of my dogs, because it was before I was married and got a third dog. My two dogs were with me. One was in the hatchback area of the car. It was a SUV type of car. And the other was sitting next to me in the front seat. I fell asleep at the wheel with the car in, auto drive. What do you call that? Cruise control. Thank you, Richard. And I fell asleep at the wheel. It was a divided highway. This was another one of the gratitude parts of this story. There was no traffic, obviously, coming the other way because it was a divided highway. I fell asleep at the wheel. Where I fell asleep, I started to drift off into the brush that was on the divided highway. There was about 100 yards between the two parts of the highway. When I went onto the brush area between the two parts, it jarred me awake, and the car was bucking like a wild horse. And I woke up suddenly from my being asleep. The car was jumping and bucking all over the place. And I ended up going through barbed wire into the wash under a bridge over boulders, at which point the hatch had opened up, throwing out one of my dogs at 60, 70 miles an hour. The car flipped over two or three times. All nine airbags released, and I ended up facing the other direction underneath the bridge of a wash, a riverbed, facing the other direction out of view from the highway. The car stopped. The airbag had hit me in the face, and I was awake. I could feel my eye was getting black and blue. I literally patted myself down at the moment of that happened to see if all the body parts were there. The engine was still running. I was obviously in shock. And for a moment, I thought, oh, well, I'm okay. Maybe I can just drive out of here. Well, I got out of the car and I first saw that one of my dogs, when the hatch had opened, was not anywhere to be found. I walked around the car and saw that there was not a panel of the car that was not completely destroyed. I saw that all nine airbags had been deployed. I saw that there was debris from the car circling the whole area. I saw that my cell phone had fallen to the bottom of the car where my other dog was sitting at the base of the front seat. Cell phone worked, had reception. There's only part of the drive where you get reception. I called for help. My dog bounded over the hill, the one that had been thrown. He was fine. I ended up with a black and blue eye and a little scrape on my leg. The emergency team came. They looked at the car. They looked at me. They said, the CHP said, the California Highway Patrol, that nobody walks away from a crash like that. This is a miracle. The car insurance people said, your car was completely totaled. And I got a ride home, and that afternoon I went in to my gym and swam a mile in the pool. I looked up at the sky a little bit after the accident, and I said, thank you, God. And I realized I was spared, and I was lucky beyond belief. And I call that gratitude. And I also realized maybe I was allowed to live to do better in this life and to give back to the world. My dog was allowed to live. Both dogs were allowed to live. And I wrote a column about that called Gratitude, and you can find that on brucesallon.com, along with a picture of me next to that destroyed car. So it's one of the many things I'm grateful for, and I hope you have opportunities to be grateful, too, on this Thanksgiving. We will be back with Pastor Drew Sams. This is the Bruce Sallon Show on this Thanksgiving, and I wish you nothing but the best, and I hope you will be grateful and share your things of gratitude with your family while you're sharing a beautiful and wonderful meal. And again, I hope you'll save me a slice of pumpkin pie. We will be back. The Bruce Sallon Show, A Dad's Point of View on this Thanksgiving.
America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood. From sea to shining sea.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains' majesty.